It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character. Yeah.
Moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
That's a nappy head of those there.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, where are the white women at?
More fried chickens.
Hey, what happened?
Inconceivable! Hello again.
Hi.
We're back.
I'm Beethoven.
It's the Aristocrats.
To answer your question, Clutch, usually FWF, well, when it was NWS, would take off about a month in the summer, but not after August. I don't know. Usually before.
Okay. Boom, boom. Anyway, we're the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com's website. We're streaming live on cwradio.com. I'm Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
What you call genocide, I call a day's work.
And that's it. Just us.
That's it.
But we got Clutch in the chat room, so that's good. A lot of leftover stuff here. We were talking Juggalos last episode.
Little Juggaluficus.
And we found some pictures of some hot Juggalettes.
Yeah, but they're not
but
real.
Matt has decided that they are not.
Definitely not. I mean, these two
By
girls,
not, I mean not Juggalettes.
I think we can get away with the Juggalo tits, right?
I don't see why not.
Kind of see a little bit of nipple in there.
Well,
but
maybe cut it off. Maybe just show the picture with them with clothes on.
Why?
I don't know.
It's
got to go on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, they have paint covering their nipples, so it's okay. Right? Right? Nice. Pretty sure, right? Let's get them in there. So
this isn't freaking Vimo.
So the one on the left I could see being a legit Juggalette, just because she's just like a goofy-looking girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the blonde is like a professional, like...
She is stunning.
Yeah, model, whatever, I don't know, slut.
Yeah, the one on the left is like, I don't know. Seriously.
She looks like a girl I used to work with.
Yeah?
But, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, anyway, so back to reality.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? People are going crazy for cronuts.
For what?
Cronuts. You don't know what a cronut is?
Dude, I don't know anything.
You're a fucking animal. There's this guy, Dominique Ancel. He has a bakery in Soho. And people will stand online for hours to get a hold of a cronut. A cronut is, that's what it sounds like. It's like a croissant donut.
Okay.
Let me get the picture.
While you're doing that, I'm just going to really bring up a quick picture of a pregnant Juggalette smoking. This is truly impressive. This is how the picture is cropped, unfortunately. But, this is real. Like, what you're about to see is legit.
I'm on a delay over here, so
right. Should be a couple seconds. But this is just a girl in a bikini, humongous pregnant stomach. She looks like she's got twins.
Dad is big.
And she's got a cigarette in her hand.
Well, you know, that's... Oh, man. It was the early 2000s. Yeah. Things were different then, you know? Yeah. They didn't have the knowledge that we have now about smoking and babies.
Yeah. I mean, I know my mother smoked a little bit when she was pregnant with me. Yeah, maybe that's why I had low birth weight, but
That's why I was supposed to die.
Oh. Really?
I was very late. I was supposed to come out in September.
What?
Yes. And I came out on Halloween.
What?
I was over a month late.
Wow. I actually know a girl, well, you know her too. Oh. And her mother hated her for the rest of her life for it.
Not good.
10-month pregnancy.
And I actually started functioning in the womb.
Like shitting?
Yeah. So, and usually babies, yeah, I'm going to put some knowledge on you guys. The head is usually down,
mm-hmm.
you know, towards the end of the pregnancy, towards the vajayjay. And there was a nice pile of stuff from me down there, and it got infected.
So you were drinking your shit.
Yes, basically. There's an infection right by my head. And it would have killed me, except for the fact that for some unknown reason, I decided to flip around in the womb. So I put my head up.
Like, this smells bad.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's like when you fart in bed and you just kind of shake the covers out. And, or just turn around.
Hmm.
So, and then finally they went in there and got me out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Juggalo.
I'm still looking at pictures of that girl, the Juggalette, the claimed Juggalette. She's all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's like a picture of her, like, I don't know what she's doing, but she's standing like in the middle of the crowd. And she's got her tits out. I'll bring a picture up. And she's just making this like hand gesture. I don't know what the frig it means. But yeah.
This is the blonde one still?
This is the blonde, yeah.
She's all over the place, huh?
Yeah. She's a skinny little, looks like a little crackhead. But she's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's very nice breasts.
Yeah.
And she's making this little weird hand gesture. I don't know what that is. I don't know. But yeah.
The size of somebody's penis?
Maybe it's the size of Violent J's penis.
Yeah.
She's like, I saw it. It's only this big.
God, I don't know.
Maybe that's how thick it is. Maybe that's what she's using. She's got her hand open real wide.
Yes.
She's got a big old soda can cock.
That's the breadth of it.
The breadth. The withiness.
Yes.
Withy.
All right, you got to get her off there. That's so sad. I can't look at her anymore.
It's so sad.
It is. It's such a waste.
I know. It really is.
My God. Do something with your life. Start up a fake radio show.
Yeah. My God. I'm still going through pictures of these jokes. This is just unbelievable.
Well, the only thing that can stop you from looking at women is looking at food. So this is a cronut.
Oh, no. All right. So that is a croissant donut.
But it has like a filling in it and some kind of fruit or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat that?
No.
Oh, come on.
It's too much going on.
It seems like it...
Yeah, like sprinkles, you got icing, you got donut, croissant, and you got like, I don't know. What do you think is in it?
I don't know.
There's like powder on it. It's just too much.
I'm trying to get like an official, like what the hell is actually in it.
The ingredients.
Yeah, I have... They show you here how to make them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know exactly what it is. Half croissant, half donut, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Is not made simply by frying the croissant dough, but a type of laminated dough using a proprietary recipe that took the chefs 2 months and 10 recipes to create. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither.
But when I say hours, I mean people line up in this, I think he's in Soho, for hours to get these.
They're that good, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not my cup of tea, you know? I'm not really like a sweets person to begin with.
Yeah.
I like myself like a donut, like a, just a, you know, we've talked about this before, just like a glazed donut, honey dip.
Honey dip, yeah.
Or like a chocolate with chocolate frosting, maybe Boston cream. And I like the coffee cake.
Yeah.
You know, those ones with the little...
Well, this is a line of people waiting to get a cronut.
Waiting to be executed?
Yeah, basically. And it goes from one end of the picture all the way to the other.
Can we make Juggalo cronuts where they just like form a line at the gathering?
Juggalonuts.
Yeah. And then they just like walk off a cliff or something?
Like lemmings?
Yeah. I really hate them.
Oh, Lord. But if you're looking for a recipe for a cronut, the Daily Mail has it, of course.
Mail
call. I'd like to try one.
All right, let's get one in here.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go to Soho. It's not that far.
No.
We can visit the Ninja Turtles.
There you go. So next Saturday, you go to Soho, you wait online,
mm-hmm.
and by the time you get them, we'll be ready to do a show.
Yeah.
And you won't be here.
No. Speaking of Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Got my attention.
Yes.
There's more pictures being released.
Yeah, there's a whole mess of them.
Can we just... Are they still filming it right now? Is that why these pictures are coming out?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just... Can somebody stop it? Just stop it. Never make it. Just let it go. End the entire franchise of Ninja Turtles now and never make another thing. Nothing. All the cartoons, all everything that's going on right now, just stop everything. And that's it. It's over. It is over. You can't destroy it any more than it's been destroyed, and this thing hasn't even been released.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. Stupid Megan Fox. What an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh. Well, Clutch says he'll be down for the Kratz next week if there's an invite.
Open invite, my friend. But yes, please come down next week because Matt will not be here. Hmm. Not that we need to have somebody off for him to come in, but...
Well.
You know, he's a busy guy.
Yeah, Clutch asks, wasn't it, quote, over with Vanilla Ice? I got to tell you, there was some bizarre charm to that whole... it was stupid, like, him being involved in it in Turtles 2.
Oh, right, right.
But that whole fight scene is hilarious. It's, like, so bad it's good. Oh, I just... that was an accident.
Like somebody's grandmother. Oh, sorry. I slipped.
That was out of nowhere.
You actually startled yourself.
But, I mean, Turtles 3 was an abomination. Turtles 3 is up there with Street Fighter the movie and Mortal Kombat 2. So the three of the worst movies ever made.
Let's not act like Mortal Kombat 1 was any good.
It wasn't bad. It was not a good movie, but for a video game to movie translation, especially a fighting game, that's even more difficult.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible. It was goofy and dumb, but it wasn't horrible. Vanilla Ice in Turtles 2 is the least of our problems.
Is Whoopi Goldberg in this movie?
What?
I keep seeing pictures of Whoopi Goldberg on the set.
Are you sure it's not one of the foot soldiers?
No, pretty sure it's Whoopi Goldberg.
The foot soldiers look like the friggin' the warriors from like 300.
Yeah. Yeah, there's pictures that says Whoopi Goldberg.
Bring her up. Who is she gonna be? Krang?
No.
What is the Oh my god,
he's gonna have a coronary.
What the fuck? What is that? What is that?
That's her.
What?
I don't know what she's doing.
What happened?
And this is the only picture I've seen so far where...
It looks like her head exploded into her hair. I don't understand.
What is she wearing?
How did they get her to... Is she wearing a wig or did they get her to undo the dreads?
Here's Megan Fox. At least she looks trying. The yellow jacket.
The yellow jacket and the hair. Ooh, the hair color, because April O'Neil kind of has like reddish brown hair.
Like auburn.
Yeah. Megan Fox, by the way, looks nothing like she used to. She looks like a completely different person. It's been gradual, but if you look at a picture of her from like the first Transformers movie, even from then, she just looks totally different. There's no reason. There's no reason for this. This girl is only like not even 30. And she's already had probably $100,000 in plastic surgery done on her face.
At least she kind of looks good.
She does kind of look good.
Wow.
But she used to be exquisite. But, Clutch says she looks like a Ghostbuster.
And here's one with her and one of the turtles.
And here's, I mean, they got these guys in these CGI capturing suits. It looks like she's got her CGI green screen umbrella. Why are the turtles 6 feet tall?
I don't know.
The turtles are supposed to be small.
Yeah.
Supposed to be little dudes.
That's obviously Raphael there with the
size. Mm-hmm. And this is just weird.
Look at his face.
They should have just did costumes.
One good thing, not about this, but speaking
nothing
of
good about
awful
this.
CGI and stuff, mm-hmm. the new Star Wars movie that is going to be coming out in 2000, I believe they're saying now 15. They said they're going to rely more on props and puppetry.
Well, that's good.
And less on full-on CGI,
mm-hmm.
which I was excited about.
Yeah.
Because, well, as you can see right here, this is going to be...
I mean, Raphael's got like a Nazi armband on his outfit here. What is that?
Oh, and it's got an R on it.
Oh, to let you know, that's this guy right here that we're filming is Raph.
Yeah.
This guy's Raphael. Don't forget.
Now, is that going to show up in the...
It looks like it is. Why you need that, I don't know. It's just like the New York Yankees. You don't need the names of the players on the back of the jerseys. You know them by the number. You know the Turtles by their colors. I don't either, but if you watch Yankee baseball, you know who your players are by their numbers and what they fucking look like. I don't know, man. There's just nothing good about this. Why bother even giving them the size? Like, why even bother? Why even bother having a person there? Just stop everything. Stop. End this. You're killing it.
It's dead.
Pieces of shit. Ugh.
And of course, there's another picture that got Matt all worked up. Let me find it here. Ah, yes. In the trench coat.
That now, I actually don't think I've seen this one.
No.
Is that Viscera? Like, what is that? What is that? What is this menace?
I guess this is going off the whole gimmick with the first movie.
How many people are in that costume? What is that?
Where he would go out. Who went out with the suit on?
Raph would do it. Raph. In the first movie, Raph did it. But they all did it in the cartoon. Yeah. They all did it.
So he's wearing the trench coat, a hat, glasses, and a scarf.
And this giant trash bag thing on him.
And Will Arnett is behind him. I didn't know Will Arnett was involved in this movie.
Oh, man. This is bad. What is he wearing?
And it's... I mean, he's wearing a trench coat. What the hell's over the trench coat?
And there's just, like, sneakers on. The turtles would just go out. Like, literally, it was a turtle wearing
a trench
coat. Well,
actually, it looks like he's wearing, like a bandage foot or something. I think the sneakers are from the chick.
Oh, okay.
So if you look, gotcha. He's got two big feet there, and looks like one of them's wrapped up.
All right, yeah. Okay. Even still.
Well, you know what? She's got an umbrella over him, so I think maybe that's just a coat to keep the other coat dry. All these pictures, they're holding umbrellas, so I'm thinking maybe they're just trying not to get the actor wet.
You know what would be a really good way to not get them wet? Is to just not have them out there at all and stop filming the movie.
Just tell them to leave, go home.
All the footage, leave all of it out in the street and just let cars run over it all day. And then let it rain on the footage and then just burn it and then bomb the location.
Yeah.
And then bury it in Detroit.
Okay, no one will find it.
Yeah. And then fire it into a black hole and hope that Hawking radiation is real, because then this footage would actually be erased from existence in the universe.
Nice.
Yeah. Because you can't destroy matter completely.
Oh, good.
You can always bring it back.
And then I'm looking at... This is a picture from the last show we did. Actually, it looks like Violent J is dressed up like a turtle. It looks like he's got one of the CGI suits on.
Trying not to spit my
cherry
Coke out here. Yeah, wow. He would have made a better turtle.
He already
looks like... Just paint his face green and give him a bandana, and he's a fucking turtle.
The pizza at?
Yeah, where them pizza loaves at?
Cowbunga. Juggalo.
Oh. Yeah, just all you have to do is give him one of those kids' masks with a little turtle beak on it.
Yeah.
And he'd be perfect.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Juggalo. Unbelievable.
This is horrendous.
Hey, that's enough of him.
I'm so tired of this.
I know.
Why do they have to destroy everything? Michael Bay, fuck you.
Yeah.
Die.
And you figure after all of the backlash that this movie has gotten, they would have just let it go.
But the backlash was only about the original storyline and the title of the movie to begin with. Like, there was no...
Which, as far as I know, they haven't changed.
Supposedly they did. I don't believe it, but supposedly they did. Because originally it was just going to be called
Ninja Turtles,
yeah. And it was going to be about alien turtles, not turtles who were mutated by ooze. But they're still going to have the ooze be from outer space, which is what I said they probably should do if they really have to do this outer space gimmick. It's just, what happened to, like, TGRI? Like, they made that up for the movies, for the first three.
What's TGRI?
TGRI is Techno Global Research Industries.
Oh.
Is the company that manufactured the ooze, which turned them into mutant turtles. In the cartoon, I don't really remember if they told you where the ooze came from. Because it was just kind of like just something that happened.
Yeah.
But they actually gave it like an origin in that. I'm sure in the comic books, the TGRI thing probably is in there too. I never read the comic books. But, man.
And the comic books, they all wore red.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Cronuts.
Sloppy Goldberg.
And, of course, the creators of the Ninja Turtles. Their names escape me.
Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird.
Yes. They are all on board.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to be. Because they don't own anything anymore.
Because there's big bucks involved.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, they sold the rights off almost immediately.
Well, they haven't had it for a while, as I know. Now, Disney had it or something like that?
I don't know if Disney
somebody, whoever's making, or Nickelodeon. I think Nickelodeon has rights to Turtles right now.
Yeah. But, didn't they start with the toys and then the cartoon?
What?
The Ninja Turtles?
Well, it's the 30-year anniversary this year of the comic book.
Yeah.
Then they went on to the TV series, and the TV series was released almost simultaneously with the action figures,
okay.
So far as I know.
But yeah, at that point, they sold off the rights to all of that. They keep bringing them back as, you know, I don't know, producers or some kind of consultant or something. Mm. Like, they get their names.
I don't know. Wikipedia says it was May 1984 is the first issue. So maybe it's like the first sketches were done in 83. That's what I always heard was 83.
Yeah.
But so the television series, 87 to 96... That was the first television series.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah, and I think the toys were like 88. I don't think there were any ones that came out with her. So during the run of the 1987 TV series, Playmates Toys produced hundreds of TMNT action figures, mm-hmm. along with vehicles, playsets, and accessories, becoming one of the top collectibles for children. I don't see a year here, but I'm going to bank on 1988 being the first line, the basic Shredder, Splinter, the Turtles, April, Foot Soldier, Bebop, Rocksteady, Krang.
Had them all.
Me too. And awesome. I sold most of my Turtles in 1993.
Regret it.
Or 92, was it? To buy a Super Nintendo.
I don't know what happened to mine. I know the one I never had was Casey Jones.
Everybody had Casey Jones.
I didn't have him, and he was unavailable.
And he kind of talked like Clint Eastwood. And he never moved his mouth when he talked because you couldn't see it anyway. Yeah.
But, my friend down the street had Casey Jones, so I used to steal him.
Steal him?
Yeah.
I used to steal him.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I put him in my box.
I had a suitcase full of Ninja Turtles. Yeah, Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the current series.
Yeah. Not horrible, but they changed around a lot.
Huh. I mean, I don't have any...
What?
I don't know anything about it.
I watched like two episodes.
But let's see. So Nickelodeon acquired the global rights to TMNT from the Mirage Group, which was Mirage Studios when we were kids. and 4Kids Entertainment, Inc., and announced a new CGI animated television series consisting of at least 26 half-hour episodes. There are changes, namely the two turtles who traditionally carry blunt weapons have new weapons that are similar bladed versions. Huh.
Hmm.
So that means, okay, so Donatello uses the Naginata, which is basically his bow with a knife on the end of it.
So it's like the kick-ass, hit girl. She has like basically...
It's like a spear.
It's like a big spear. It's got two blades, and she can also detach it and turn it into two blades.
I don't know if he can do this. A Naginata, as far as I know, is just a solid piece of wood with like a big, kind of like a curved knife on the end of it. And then, but he uses that as well as the bow. Interesting. Michelangelo uses the Kusurigama, which is similar to the nunchucks, and I believe those have blades on the end too. Which is kind of weird that the Nickelodeon version would move towards more violent weapons. I would think that they would have like curbed the size in the katana, and they just would like fling pizzas at people.
Oh, Lord.
And maybe moving Raphael to more like nightsticks, you know, something tomfers, I think they're called. Those little things that like the way you hold them, the blunt end of it goes by like your forearm.
Yeah,
and I would think they would move Leonardo towards the kendo sticks or something.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm really kind of surprised that they would go with the deadly weapons.
Well, they got to make it cool. It's aimed towards...
The Kusurigama is fucking deadly. It's like basically sickles with a chain.
Nice.
Ridiculous. That is pretty fucking deadly.
And they have Ron Paulson back.
Ron Paul?
Ron Paul. doing Donatello this time, I believe.
What did he do?
He was Raphael in the original.
Also, man, lady, you got a mind like a steel trap.
Also,
so he's doing Donatello. Why wouldn't he do Raphael?
They got somebody else doing him. Ooh,
doesn't make any sense. Why would you ever do that?
I don't know.
I'm sure Corey Feldman's looking for work.
Probably.
That would. As long as there's like some kind of continuity in things, like it's somewhat acceptable.
You were expecting maybe a real voice actor.
And I know that the Leonardo and Michelangelo guys are pretty active in voice stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least they have been over the years. Like, every now and then you'll hear, like, the Leonardo guy just pop up in a commercial.
Yeah.
He's got a really mighty voice. But the Michelangelo guy is, like, so far as I know, he's done Michelangelo in multiple incarnations of Turtles.
Well, they did change their personalities around a bit, too. Mm. So it's not like it was.
Well, they're all like party nuts now, right?
They
got goofier as the cartoon went on.
They're
all
goofier. Leonardo's still kind of serious.
Kind of like Taz. They should have just gotten Taz to play Raphael in the movie. Hey. put a mask on me.
Whatever. Brooklyn.
Red Hook.
Hey. Get a little box of wine.
Oh, the box of pizza.
Oh, God. He had his own radio show.
He did?
Yes.
We listened to it that one time.
It was ridiculous. Why not? Taz.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? The phone's not working.
Not working.
I'm going to suplex this phone machine.
Oh, man.
I wonder if he had a towel over his head in the studio.
Yeah.
Pole dancing could apply to become Olympic sport in the near future.
Pole dancing?
Pole dancing. Yes. The International Pole Sports Federation, IPSF, is siphoning off the sex through stringent regulations that have a potential bid to become a recognized Olympic sport.
I have heard about this a little bit. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it is an athletic activity. Not everybody can pole dance.
No. But,
does it have a place in the Olympics? No.
No. I mean, they'd have to... Eh. It says here, we're trying to be stricter here and become respected as a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Said Florenza Pisanis, 43.
Ooh.
A pole dancing coach.
Her age is disgusting.
In Germany. 43-year-old German.
Might be hot.
Da, 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 da. Among the written regulations, no dancing, quote, in an overtly erotic manner.
So they'll have, like, specific exercises that, like, must be performed in, like, I guess, like, bullet points that, like, things, like how, like, almost like figure skating, they have to do certain things, and then they have different ways of getting to it.
It would be akin to, like, you know, figure skating if you just started dry humping your partner.
Yeah, well, they do that.
Banned, for example, is the gluteal dance.
What is that?
Hmm? I'm assuming something to do with the butt.
Yeah, but, like,
I don't
what
know.
Are they just, like...
I would assume it has something to do with the butt sticking out, or could be maybe that helicopter thing down the pole or something. You ever saw that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
spread their legs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, man.
Machi-machi.
That is, that's something else.
Hats, canes, and anything that is not considered attached to the costume. No hats or canes or anything that is...
Pimp-like.
Yeah, so no, Jesus. Removing the canes may upset the pole sport purists. Who the fuck has a cane?
I don't know.
I mean, I haven't gone to...
I can't even think about what...
What would you do with a cane?
I don't know. Why would it, what would it do other than inhibit your, like, hand...
I have not been to many strip clubs, but I've never seen... Maybe at the Go-Go Grandma they have canes, but for other reasons.
Hmm.
Cane. So yeah, that could happen in our lifetime. We might be sitting there watching pole dancers on the Olympics.
Yeah. Hmm. I probably won't be watching that.
I don't think I've ever watched any... I'm sorry, I watched curling.
Okay. I do like watching the floor exercise in the Olympics.
I'm sure you do.
It's pretty hot. I'm looking at stuff from Ninja Turtles.
Okay. I'll move on.
Cracked magazine with Ninja Turtles.
Oh, the old one?
Yeah, and for whatever reason, Leonardo is holding a Sai and Raphael... No? What? I don't know. I guess they couldn't do things exactly how the Turtles were, because there's... A turtle with a blue bandana holding the Sai. And there's a turtle with a red bandana holding a pizza cutter. And there's a turtle with a somewhat orange bandana holding a katana, which is Leonardo's, the blue turtle. Then there's a turtle with a yellow bandana.
No.
So, I don't remember this.
I mentioned the IPSF,
yes.
International Pole Sports Federation,
mm-hmm.
and a clutch in the chat room put, IPSF? Great, the two dudes are already tag team champs there.
What does IPSF stand for, Clutch?
International Pole Sports Federation.
No, for wrestling, though.
I know, it was a joke.
This is funny.
Yeah. Here's a story. Restaurant surcharges that don't make sense. I have not come across any of these,
but
apparently some of these steak places, yeah, okay, it says here, the first time in New York, Dylan Prime Steakhouse could easily cost you $100 a person, might also include a $3 extra charge for a sauce or special butter.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Special butter.
Huh.
Three, what's so special about
I don't know. Well, they usually do some kind of butter with herbs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do it at Houlihan's. They put the little pat of butter on there with
sure.
things and meats on the steak.
But $3?
$3. Ketchup. Some fast food joints charge extra for a packet of ketchup. I came face to face with this practice at a McDonald's in London, 1988. Okay, well, let's not go crazy here.
Ketchup is a thing of the past.
5 pence. About a nickel per packet.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
I hate when they get stingy with the ketchups and all that, you know. I always have to say, just give me like a fucking buttload of ketchup. Because they give you like 3. That's more in restaurants than anything else. Fast food places, they'll chuck it right at you. They don't care.
Yeah. Here you
but,
go. Have some ketchup.
Restaurants, they'll use three little, and they're like not even the same brand.
Yeah.
Like fancy ketchup.
I hate
like
fancy Heinz ketchup. And anytime it says fancy ketchup, you know it's a broke-ass ketchup.
Broke-ass ketchup.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I can't do Hunt's.
Really?
You know, I hate Hunt's.
What's wrong
it's
with
too
that?
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like Heinz. It's got a nice, like, vinegary, not too
I mean,
sweet.
Heinz is mine.
No, I can't do Heinz. It's like mayo.
So
I can
what
only,
do you,
can
what do you
do
have?
Heinz.
You only have
Heinz.
That's it?
I'm sorry. Did I say Heinz? I can't do Heinz? No, I like
Hunt's.
Don't do Hunt's. No. Or wait. Store brand. Can't do store brand either.
Wait, so which one do you like?
Heinz. I made a mistake.
Again.
Hunt's. I
Hunt's,
don't like.
Heinz.
Heinz is
what's
good.
What's the other one?
Hunt's is bad. And store brand ones. I just that's I it. Can't even do it. Welfare ketchup.
You make your own ketchup.
Splitting a dish or an extra side dish. Now, this I have come across.
Really?
Where they give you a sharing charge. So, you know, like, you know, you're with somebody and, you know, oh, I'll just pick off of yours. Yeah, well, $15.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy a meal.
Seriously. Surcharge between $2 or $5 or more. Penalty feels like it's designed to blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I have come across that. But I'll actually say it on the menu. There's a sharing charge.
Well,
$2 or $3.
Wasn't it the...
I believe they did that at the Broadway Diner.
The Broadway Diner would just charge you for sitting there. You
yes.
had to spend at least
yes.
$5 or something, right?
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Just, and that's, again, they just did that when there were kids there. Nobody actually
so they wouldn't
that
hang
seriously.
Out.
Yeah. You know, if you go there with your grandma and she doesn't want to eat, they're not going to charge her.
Mm.
splitting the check. Haven't come across this. Splitting the check into two, three, or four credit cards
uh-huh.
is no good reason to charge. Credit card processing fees should not be the customer's concern. No, I have not come across that, splitting the check. But I would imagine they probably get annoyed with that. A lot of these charges, I think, are just to deter people from doing these things.
I don't know.
Hmm. What is this? Cocktail neat / on the rocks. Oh, okay. Some bars tack on an extra buck or two if the pour is different. Ah, yes. So if you want something neat, they'll charge you a little more.
Okay.
Because you're not getting the ice. Hmm. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I guess. I mean, if we live in a society where you have to charge people for, like, microscopic percentages of things.
Well, some of it's... I mean, there's a big difference. If you got a glass full of ice or not...
You shouldn't be getting a glass full of ice.
Well, so that's how they serve drinks.
Okay.
Whatever. Food waste. That's a big one with the Chinese places or buffets.
Yeah.
Where if you don't eat your food, they'll hit you up with a...
Well, that's a problem because
yeah.
of how they serve food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat all you want. What is it? But take all you want, but eat all you take?
Yes. Take all you want, eat all you take. Keep buffet prices low.
Mm-hmm. Help keep food costs down.
I actually came across that at a sushi place where they have an all-you-can-eat lunch. But yes. If you don't finish something, they will charge you full price for it.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's $12 all you can eat.
Hmm.
But if you don't finish one of your rolls, they'll charge you the $7 or whatever it is for the roll.
Horrendous.
Yep. What else we got here? Non-bottled tap water. Tap water?
What?
I didn't
think you were allowed to charge for water anywhere. Non-bottled or bottled non-tap water?
It says Millennium Restaurant in San Francisco had its heart in the right place. They were dedicated to organic food products. They took the extreme measure of banning bottled water altogether, offering instead a delicious glass from their natural tap water filtration system. Unfortunately, they also stopped offering tap water. So water costs $1 for what's basically filtered tap water. Bobo in New York has also taken to task what is effectively water gouging with a conscience. A few McDonald's got in on the action, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't think anybody should charge for tap water. Sliced bagels. In New York, there's an 8% tax on altered bagels. Sliced, toasted, or served with schmear.
altered bagels.
Yeah, so
that's like altered beast with Jewish characters.
Okay. Ay, ay, ay. And then he goes on to, whatever.
Okay.
Stupid. Believable.
Well, here's a little blast from the past.
Oh,
I
yeah?
just
got
from Web Monster Mike.
Web Monster Mike.
Apparently, DuckTales for Nintendo has been re-released.
On the 13th.
The actual Nintendo.
What?
Copy. In an ultra-limited gold cartridge.
Really?
Yes. I have a picture of it right here. I believe this is...
I can't wait to see it in a minute.
Yeah, it'll get there. It'll get there eventually. It's coming. It's on its way. Mm-hmm. Right here. Right here.
And I'm waiting.
Here it is. DuckTales.
Ooh.
Ultra-limited.
So that's an actual functioning...
That is an actual functioning Nintendo.
And they're selling this now?
Yeah. I'm sure that there's some warehouse that has like a million Zelda cartridges sitting around and there's a bunch of DuckTales stickers and the DuckTales chips and they just threw it all together.
Well, that's like, new artwork there.
Yeah.
That's that's not the original DuckTales Nintendo art.
So, there it is.
I can't wait for that game.
Re-released, made in Japan.
I actually already bought it.
Oh, the remake? Pre-order.
Yeah, the remake. Yeah. It looks so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. It certainly does. So, I wonder if AVGN's going to have a little story on this.
Maybe.
It's right up his alley. But, ultra limited, so I can imagine.
I guess
so. Oh, and it comes with the lunchbox, too.
Ooh. And what did it say next to it? It looks like there was some kind of certificate of authenticity.
Yeah. That it's legit.
Is there a number on there?
It says 107 out of 150.
150? That's it?
Yeah. Those are probably going to go for at least 10 grand, I'll say, in a few years. You'll be fine. You'll be seeing them on eBay all over the place.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a lot.
Speaking of rare video games, I was having a conversation with our good buddy Ken at Yestercades.
Oh, yes.
He was saying to me... Yeah. He was saying to me that he saw an eBay auction recently for, I want to say it was like the 3DO or CDI prototype, which is like practically non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about an obscure CD-based console from the early to mid-90s.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people owned the actual
finished
consoles.
Yeah.
And then he said he saw a prototype that he... just missed. He would have put any amount of money on it.
Really?
It sold for $500 or $600. I would think $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah.
But no, he can't believe that he missed it. He was watching the item, but he forgot about it apparently.
Dope.
Yeah. But he definitely would have laid down some loot for that thing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You were there last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we did a little, we're having a little, not a tournament, but like training sessions at the warehouse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there wasn't really a lot of people there, so we cleaned up around 9 o'clock, and I was like, I'm going to get some games.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I was slapping. Kevin Federline got married.
Great.
You know who Kevin Federline is?
Remember that guy?
Why are we still talking about him?
Don't know. Don't know, don't care.
But he's got himself a cute little wife, though, too.
Oh, let's see her.
Let's take a look.
That's what I care about.
She's very down-to-earthy, kind of looks like girl next door.
Yeah, she got the big teeth that I like.
Yeah, she got the big teeth. She's got a little Cabbage Patch Kid nose.
Kind of.
Yeah, here's a guy who's just... Here's a guy.
Look at him.
He's only famous because he's Britney Spears' ex.
Yeah, he mooched off Britney Spears.
Well, these two have been dating since 2008. They got engaged earlier this week and wasted no time in becoming Mr. and Mrs. They picked up a marriage license in Las Vegas. After that, wedding bells were ringing for the pair.
Thanks,
Who are parents to a daughter who is 1 year old.
Hmm.
Jordan K. Federline. The catch. Before Friday, Prince? It was Prince.
What?
It just says Prince.
What?
It says, before Friday, Prince had no idea. Oh, is that her name, Prince?
I guess. That's terrible.
The fuck is her name? Kevin? Oh, Victoria Prince. That's her last name. I guess he sprung this up on her. She had no idea she was about to become Mrs. Federline, the former Washington State University volleyball player. 30.
How long have they been together?
Since 2008. Apparently thought they were just headed to on a family road trip. And yeah, he popped the wedding up on her.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures. She's pretty, like, I mean, she looks really, really good in this picture.
I'm going to go ahead and say a lot better than Britney. So I'm going to say Federline.
Upgrade. She looks good in the picture, but I'm going to say she's a very, very plain girl. Like,
yes.
Just not
in
like,
a good way.
In a good way, absolutely. Just not, you know.
Not a lot of makeup.
She's not a famous person so far as I know, right?
She's probably, well, she's a, like, no, I guess not.
She's not like well known, or she's not like, doesn't have like a reality show. Or,
what
like,
did I say she did? Amazing. Volleyball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she does. She looks like a volleyball player.
Yeah. I tell you what, for having a kid,
mm-hmm.
looks like $1 million.
No. I'd give it to her.
Yeah, checking out pictures of her hair.
This is all we do now.
Yeah, I know. We just, hey, look at this person. Let's look at pictures of them.
Yeah. Yeah, she got those. She got those.
She looks like somebody we like went to high school with.
Yeah, basically.
Not specifically, but like she looked like she could mm-hmm. be in your high school.
She got those volleyball legs.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, good for him.
Yeah. She didn't, looks like she didn't really get that big either with the pregnancy.
No. But he, I don't know, he just looks weird. And I hate people who wear huge white t-shirts. He's the epitome of that.
He looks like he got fat. Yeah, he did get fat for a while.
Kevin Federline.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, she looks great. That baby's like basically newborn and she's got her figure and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's she doing with that loser? God, people are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got celebrities that are addicted to tattoos. Miley Cyrus.
This girl.
Who, Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
She got her first tattoo when she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Billy Ray must have signed for that. Mm. Now 20, the former Disney star has about 20 pieces of body art. Wow. Including a skull tattoo on her ankle, mm-hmm. An equal symbol on her ring finger. Whole gay marriage thing. It says in January, she turned to tattoo artist and reality star Kat Von D to etch a pair of crossed arrows, Native American symbol for friendship, on the back of her blah, 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 blah. So she's got 20 tattoos.
Good for her.
And they're strategic because I'm looking at a picture of her here and you can only see two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she kept away from the chest and the arms, upper arms.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for her.
Mm.
Yeah. Who else? Who's this? Chris Brown. Ugh.
Ugh.
God, I have another stroke. I don't care about him. Wait, does he have
a seizure?
Does he have fucking? What is that?
Let's see.
What is this? Looks like Shredder. I don't think it is, but
zoom in a little again.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
I have no idea.
What is it?
He's got a T-Rex. He's got something going around his nipple.
Is it some? Yeah, it makes his nipple look like a tumor. I don't know.
No idea.
Why people do this?
Okay.
Why do people draw on themselves? Derek, why did you draw on yourself?
I was bored.
Oh.
Hmm. British model. We don't know her. Who cares?
What's her name?
Just disappeared. Hang on. Cara Delevingne? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who she is.
But she's tatted up?
Yeah, she's got like little things. She has Made in England on her foot.
No.
Looks like she has like a lion on her finger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a little weird. Okay. And the Biebs. Justin Bieber's got like a fucking sleeve now.
You know what he needs to do? He needs a casket.
He needs to buy a bullet and rent a gun.
Yeah, he's a little drug addict too, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know. That's what I've been hearing.
I haven't been keeping track of the Biebs.
Justin, he's
got some bad tattoos though.
Drugs. Yeah, Justin Bieber. Drugs seized from tour bus. Yeah, at the Canadian border. Big mistake there.
Oops. Yeah, then he's they just show some kid from One Direction.
One Erection.
One Erection.
Five guys, One Erection.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Whatever. Gotta get Kevin Federline off my TV. Put Violent J back on.
I like his girl.
Oh, Scandinavian skinny dippers warned of testicle-biting fish.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
This thing.
What is that?
I have no idea. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, as the saying goes, male skinny dippers in Scandinavia are being warned about a fish infamous for munching on testicles.
It has teeth.
The pacu, native to South America, was found by a fisherman on the Danish-Swedish Strait of Orsund. According to expert, blah, blah, blah. The fish has big teeth and looks menacing. It is generally known as a friendly cousin of the piranha.
Mm.
The large teeth aren't as sharp as the piranhas, but are fully capable of severing fishing lines and fingers.
And penises.
Apparently. It's a vegetarian, so don't have to worry about that. But why should they beware? They love crushing nuts with their powerful jaws and sometimes can mistake the male reproductive organ for their favorite snack.
Oh, please. That's bullshit.
I read it on the internet.
Is that what you found in your closet today?
Oh, we should have kept that. Well, you can show the picture. You have it on your phone.
I do.
I went into my closet and I found... You know what it looked like?
It was a beast.
Oh, what the fuck? It's in my head. It's a Jim Henson movie. What the fuck was it? Was it Dark Crystal? They rode around on those big, huge, furry things?
I don't know.
Ugh. There it is next to a quarter. That thing's pretty hideous. It was really big and colorful. What is this called again? What? Cricket?
Camelback cricket.
Camelback cricket.
I guess it's related to the wita. I didn't know we had things like this here. This is a mutant.
Yeah.
The legs on it were like...
And it was dead.
It was just long.
It was just sitting in my closet dead on the floor. This is what I was thinking of. From Dark Crystal. They rode around on these things. If you can really see.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
These big, long-legged, hairy things scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. And you know what? Right now they are, too. So I'm gonna
it's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Yeah, that thing was a beast.
Hmm.
And there's nothing was wrong with it. It wasn't destroyed in any way. It just died.
It was just laying there. Just chilling.
Just chilling out.
Peace.
It was just crunchy. Just fried up or
but
something.
But I think about, like, if you stepped on that thing,
oh my
the
God.
Noise it would make. Like,
I know.
Like, it's bigger than, like, some, like, small animals.
Yeah.
Like vertebrates. It's
yes. It's disgusting.
Hideous.
Ugh. I was playing with worms today.
What?
Well, I was out in the yard with the kid, and he's got a slide, and we have this big, it's like a mat that you put in the kitchen for, like, to... while you're doing dishes or whatever, mm-hmm. like to help your feet.
He sits there and he waits for you to cook?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to Burger King. But we have that at the end of the slide, so he has something to land on. Mm. You know, it's old. And all of a sudden he looks at it and goes, what's that moving on there? And I look and I'm like, oh, it's about 1,000 ants. And I lifted the mat up. It's been sitting there for, you know, a long time. So it's all dead grass, and, you know, just dirt under there.
Grossness.
And there were thousands of little tiny ants,
mm-hmm.
thousands. And as I picked it up, I looked, and they all are running up my hand onto my arm.
What?
I had about, I'd say, 50 ants on my hand.
Gross.
Within seconds. Horrible.
Gross.
Horrible.
I can't imagine you doing that. Just like,
yeah,
like
just, I picked it up, I'm like, oh, wow, look at them.
and what were they doing?
They were just eating. I don't know if there was food down there or if they were like maggots.
Mm-hmm.
There was some little tiny white things all over, mm-hmm. and they were carrying them around. But they were living under there. It's nice and, it rained, so it was nice and wet and damp. But, yeah, there were thousands of them. And then we picked up, we have the pool heater that goes across the lawn.
Yeah.
It's like a big black thing, and the water runs through it, and it heats it up. And we've had that there for years, too. Mm. So I picked that up to see what was under there. And there was a bunch of worms.
Worms.
And we were picking up the worms.
Did you go feed them to the ants?
No, but there were a bunch of red ants, which I don't know. I kind of got a little freaked out because I know there are some ants that bite.
There are, yeah.
Fire ants or whatever they call them. There was this big, huge pile of red ants, bright red. And they were devouring two crickets about half the size of that one that we saw before.
Oh, man, the thing was gross.
So, yeah, playing with bugs. I don't mind them. I did take a shower afterwards, though. I felt like shit. Having all those. You all right?
No.
What'd you do? You snap your jaw?
No, you ever get that when like you like yawn and the muscle in your jaw like tenses up?
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting old.
I've had it all my life.
I don't think we have anything else.
Well, we did another hour.
Yeah, we did.
Got through this somehow. I'm sure if we had to do this all the time, we'd figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, it was a little last minute. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for the music.
Oh, well then.
I didn't have it up.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. I enjoy these nice little quiet shows.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's no, you know.
Yeah.
Screaming and racism and eating nuggets.
Black people.
All right, well, that's it for us. Thanks for bearing with us. Everyone should be back next week.
No. There's a bear with us.
Bear, yeah. Actually, no, everyone won't be here next week. Matt won't be here.
Nope.
But hopefully Kevin and Steve will be. If Kevin and Steve don't show up, I guess it's just going to be me.
Oh, it's just going to be dumb again.
Yeah. I'll do it. Clutch will show up.
Yeah.
Be the Clutch and Jiggle show. Finally, the first laugh of the show.
Wow, that's going to be a new clip. Too bad it has the music in the background.
The Clutch and Jiggle show. There we go. You can isolate that. All right, guys, we'll see you next week at RistoGutsRadio.com. CWERadio.com. See you later.